listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Well, it's good to be with my family again. We're taking a look at the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. Yet again, another opportunity to grow in wisdom, in holiness, in humility, and in love. So let's get to it. Our first reading comes from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 3, then verses 5 through 6. Our psalm response from Psalm 40, verses 2 and 4, and then verses 7 through 10. Our second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and our gospel from St. John chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. There's two kinds of nicknames in the world. The nickname that you earn through acts of stupidity or brilliance or just because of your personality, a nickname that others give you that just sort of sticks and sticks with you for your whole life. And then there are those people that try to give themselves a nickname, and usually because they don't like their own name or they're trying to change their image, and normally they come up with a nickname that just does not fit them. It is an image that they want to pervade that doesn't quite fit. And I had friends that were both ways in college, guys that they stood up to receive their diploma, and I learned their Christian name for the first time because I'd always known their nickname, and others that had tried to get me to call them by a nickname, and just because it didn't fit, I just couldn't do it. And the point and the moral of this story as you go forward is twofold. Number one, never give yourself a nickname. But number two, to understand that we cannot appoint and assign ourselves titles or names. Those kinds of things come from God, and they come through fulfilling who we are and who we're designed to be. In this first reading from Isaiah, you're going to hear the Lord talking through Isaiah and to Isaiah. And as Isaiah is talking about this, he's pointing out that he was named a servant when he was in the womb. Okay, that God called him for a very specific purpose. But even beyond that, God has called Israel, whom he's talking to, for a very specific purpose. That God had set Israel apart from the rest of the world and had a purpose for them, that he would model for the world the kind of relationship he wanted, model for the world what he desired in them. And in Isaiah, again, we're being told, Isaiah did not call himself and go decide to be a prophet. He responded to God's call. And that's an important distinction. It's sort of like Isaiah didn't come up with this title, this status, this nickname for himself. It was given to him by God. It was assigned by God. And you're going to hear something very similar again in the second reading. You're going to hear that Paul was called to be an apostle, and that you and I, as the church, are all called to be holy. Once again, Paul didn't just up and decide that he was going to go do this. It was God calling Paul and Paul responding. God is calling us to be holy, and you and I have a response. Some choose to follow it and accept that call. Others choose to reject it and to run. And that's why the responsorial psalm is so important. It's the person looking back at God and saying, "Here I am, Lord. I am coming to do your will. I've come to do your will, God. I will go where you call me to go. I'll do what you want me to do." Because that's the posture of a servant. That's a servant heart, that you are open to the call of God and you respond to the call of God. And that doesn't mean as a Christian you can't take initiative, you can't go out and try to do good things for God. But what you have to understand is that if God calls you to do it, he'll bless it. But if you just decide to go do it and you haven't prayed about it, don't expect God to bless it necessarily. Okay, intentions are great, but we should always be acting as a response to what God wants us to do. And that's why people who preach in the name of God and teach in the name of God and claim that authority of God's truth, especially in the church, they can never forget that it's the church calling them. It's God calling them. That the church, that God is the authority. And the minute that you divorce yourself from that, you just kind of go off and do your own thing, you can't preach from that authority anymore. That we always have to be in a posture of receiving what God wants us to do and then serving him. And that's why John the Baptist in the gospel is such a beautiful example again. John the Baptist did not set out to start his own church, to protect his own legacy, to have his own followers. What John the Baptist said is, "I'm going to do God's will." So all of a sudden, when Jesus comes onto the scene, John the Baptist is able to point to Jesus and say, "Look, he's the one." Now imagine if John was concerned about keeping his own disciples, having his own church. He would have been very threatened by Jesus, but he wasn't, because he loved God and he loved Jesus. And he was humble enough and willing enough as a servant to point and say, "He's the one. He's the one." His whole life, John the Baptist, St. Paul, Isaiah, their whole lives echoed, "Whatever God wants, I will do." My brothers and my sisters, this week, we're told again that Jesus is the one. He's coming right into your life again and saying, "Follow me, live like me, do what I say." whatever God wants, we should do. We can't make ourselves apostles. We can't make ourselves teachers. But what we can do is pray. What we can do is listen. What we can do is act in love. And if God decides to use us in one of those ways, great. But at the very least, every night when your head hits the pillow, you can ask yourself, did I try to give myself a title today? Did I try and do things my way? Or did I listen? And did I pray? And did I serve the God of the universe, who is my God? May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.